Travel Bags with Anita and friends. Olivia, you see what I mean? I tell you, she is just fascinating. I was just speaking with Sheena Rose, and she's still here on the phone with me. So we're going to continue talking about her artwork, her, you know, her just, you know, oh, I mean, the amazing paintings and drawings that she's doing and all the new things that she's doing as well.
It's so exciting. And I think I'm more jealous of you and the people that you get to meet in your travels than, you know, the sights you see.
Absolutely. I meet some fantastic people like Sheena Rose. So if you guys are just joining me, I'm speaking with Sheena Rose, who is a contemporary Caribbean artist from Barbados. And I was recently in Barbados. I didn't get a chance to meet Sheena face to face, but we talked over Skype. And I had a chance to spend time with her mom and dad in her home. So I got a chance to see where she's done some of her
backwards
her work. Yeah.
Way to meet someone.
it was a little bit, but then meeting her parents, I think got some insight into Sheena as well. So Sheena, welcome back to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you, Anita. Thank you, Olivia.
Now, okay, so let's talk a little bit, though, because you do several types of multimedia. You do hand-drawn animations, drawings, paintings, mixed media, new media, different things that you're talking about. But you also do performing art. And isn't your performing mm-hmm. art somehow connected with your paintings and drawings? Tell us a little bit about that.
Okay, so how to explain that? So, yeah, it's true. My performances basically came from my drawings and paintings. It's like my paintings coming to life. It's like my drawings coming to life. I always imagine, or I always want to be like a cartoonist. And you could basically say that I'm a storyteller. I like to, when I work, I like to tell stories. I like to tell jokes and so on. So when I decided to go into performance art, I remember I did nude modeling for drawing classes. And while I was modeling, I would tell stories about my experience of traveling and meeting people and so on. So I said one day, why can't this be a performance? Why can't this just be someone talking, telling a story? So I decided to do my first performance every day was called One Person, Many Stories. And it was talking about all kinds of topics, like this one person, this one woman, talking about racial issues, sexual issues, cultural issues, you know, stereotypes, all kinds. So many elements that carry along with this one person. Mm. So afterwards, I went to study at UNCG, University of North Carolina uh-huh. at Greensboro. Mm-hmm. I have received a Fulbright in 2014 and finished with a master's with studio art in 2016. So during that time, I started to embrace performance art a little bit more and more, talking to myself and start looking at my personalities and call this body of work, finally, I love myself. Because there's moments that you hate yourself, but you have to pause and say, but why? Why you hate yourself?
Yeah.
And then I decided to act like a man, to act like a crazy woman, to act like a woman in love, commercials, everything. From doing that, I started to share them on social media, and people got really excited. And I remember I performed for the Turner Contemporary Gallery in London through the internet. I performed for Gwench Biennale in South Korea, yeah. And then I remember I got an invitation through the International Creative Forum to perform at the Royal Academy of Arts in London, and that was earlier this year. So I was like, whoa, I'm like, okay. You know, I was just...
You've got something going there.
I know. And then I was like, okay, it's just talking to myself and creating these characters, and here I am. And then I had a huge event with a performance piece called Island of Monsters in London, but then in New York. So this is when about 5 to 6 organizations invited me, and it was like a whole weekend. And I'm like, whoa, okay. So yeah, so it was just amazing that I just started with a sketch and with a painting. Barb, you mind if I call the list of organizations? Or
oh, yeah.
It's too long.
Well, one or two of them. Because I know you did something with Makata, right?
Yes, it did. So Barbados Tourism Marketing Inc. had invited me to do a performance at Makata. This stands for Museum of Contemporary African Diaspora Art.
This in New York, right?
In New York, in Brooklyn. And Rush Philanthropic Art Foundation had invited me to do a workshop with children designing costumes. And Print by Print Group invited me to do an artist talk with Tamara Best, former senior editor of New York Times. And it was just like an amazing weekend, you know, I cannot believe that a sketch or my sketchbook took me this far, you know?
Right. But now at the Makata Gallery, did you do anything else besides the performing arts? Did you have some of your art displayed there as well?
At Makata, yes. So I did a piece called Island and Monster, which are another body of work. I have about 7 bodies of work. So people like say, what? Yeah, 7 bodies of work. So this body
You've
of work
busy.
Called Black Hole. Yeah, I just got a busy mind. And the one, Black Obeah, is just images, media with black glitter, anything that was black, I glitter. And I decided to add as two of my characters, Island and Monster. And I just decided to do a mixed media piece. And I was invited to show at Makata for fundraising auction. So I donated 2 of those pieces, and they get an owner, which I'm very happy for. And yeah, so it's just to show how the performance come from images, but also from sketchbooks and from paintings. So it's not just performance art, it's also like this is where the performance come from as well, you know, from these different ideas.
Can you tell us though what Obeah means?
Pardon?
Can you tell us what you said that you were doing in a body of work called the Black Obeah?
Oh, so Black Obeah, where that come from? So while I was studying in North Carolina, and I heard I had to go back home because that's part of Fulbright contract when you're finished, I had serious anxiety of going back home because my career was really, like, blowing up, you know, and I was really scared that when I go back home, it would slow down. And I decided to call it Black Obeah because I wanted to put a spell on the viewers. So I was tired of the Hollywood stereotype of voodoo because I don't do voodoo or Obeah, but I was looking at the idea that, well, voodoo is a religious, spiritual ritual. Obeah is more spiteful. Obeah is when you don't like someone and you just put a little spell on them. And that's, I guess that's a term in the Caribbean. So I wanted to put a spell on the viewers. I wanted them to be hypnotized by the work. So when I put anything that was like black, I glitter. So black absorb, that's what you learn in art, and white reflect. So with the black, it will draw you in.
I love that.
Yes. Thank you. So the anxiety that I was having, I was sharing it on the social media. I was printing them I was doing Photoshop and print, and they were glitter web shadows or black, very refined glitter.
Yeah, so I saw some of that. I saw some at your home, and it was beautiful. It was definitely beautiful. Now, I want the viewers, the listeners to be able to go and see this as well. So what is a website that we can check out all of your artwork and all of your work that you're doing?
You could chat www.sheenaroseart.com. That's where you could see my work see the 7 bodies of work.
Well, we're definitely going to go and check that out. And we would love for you to come to Atlanta.
we
definitely would love that so that everyone can meet you. Sheena, you are a delight. I am looking forward to meeting you.
Anita.
And thank you so much for taking some time from your busy schedule to come and talk with us today.
No, I really had a great time talking with you and Olivia, and it really helped me think. Because you need to pause and think. So this really helped me a lot. Thank you.
You are very welcome. You're very welcome. And we'll be in touch. So thank you so much, Sheena.
Thank you.
Now, you guys sit tight. When we come back, we're going to share some more of my experiences in Barbados here on Travel Bags with Anita and Friends. Today's show is brought to you by the Sapelo Island Beach Vacations. Check out their website, thesapeloislandbeachvacations.com. Back in a minute.